This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The G7 reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook, which said it welcomed the deal and accepted this could mean it would pay more tax. The United States, Britain, and five other leading advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. It's a step that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries cope with the aftermath of the past year's economic turmoil.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Hundreds of people on land and in small boats protested Saturday as the first cruise ship to leave Venice since coronavirus restrictions were lifted set sail Saturday. The MS Orchestra is a 92-ton ship that left Venice en route to Croatia and Greece. Some residents have been urging authorities to ban large ships from the city's lagoon. Port authorities, workers, and the city government, however, welcomed the orchestra's sailing as a symbol of business and tourism restarting after the coronavirus pandemic. Italy's government ruled in April that cruise ships and container vessels must not enter Venice's historic center but dock elsewhere. That ban does not take effect until terminals outside the city's lagoon are completed and a tender for the terminal's construction has not been launched. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000-square-meter complex. But the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between Beijing and Budapest's liberal mayor. The Kurdish-led administration in Syria's northeast handed over on Saturday to the Netherlands a Dutch woman, her two young sons, and a Dutch girl who lived in a camp for families of alleged Islamic State militants. A delegation from the Netherlands led by Special Envoy to Syria, Emil de Bont, received the four in Qamishli City at the Kurdish administration's offices. At a news conference organized for the handover, de Bont said the four had been living in a small settlement known as Roj Camp.
To receive in the care of our mission a small number of Dutch nationals who have up till now been residing in Al-Rosh detention facility.
The group will be taken home, and Kurdish authorities say the adult woman faces no criminal charges. The move was a small step to resolve a complicated issue for European and Middle Eastern countries: what to do with the thousands of their citizens who traveled to territories held by IS militants in Syria and Iraq. Armed assailants have killed at least 114 people in an overnight attack in Burkina Faso. The government said the attackers struck during the night on Friday, killing residents of the village of Solhan in Yaga province bordering Niger. The government described the attackers as terrorists, but no group has claimed responsibility. Attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in West Africa's Sahel region have risen sharply since the start of the year, particularly in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, with civilians bearing the brunt. SpaceX's latest commercial resupply services mission successfully docked at the International Space Station Saturday. This is SpaceX's 22nd supply run for NASA. The space agency turned to private companies to transport cargo and astronauts after the shuttle's retirement a decade ago. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.